blogging has become the dominant form for breaking news online. It's brought Guardian.co.uk 3.6 million new unique users, that's 9% of their traffic, in March alone. But live blogging is new, and many journalists haven't tried it or are still working out how best to approach it. And many publishers are unsure of what form it should take. So there's a skills gap. So what I'm going to do in this masterclass is try and draw together a whole load of wisdom about how to do live reporting and live blogging well. Now, I don't mean to make too fine a distinction between reporting live and live blogging, except to say that I see live blogging as more of a curatorial task, one done by a journalist at a desk, tapping into a wide range of sources for a story. Live reporting denotes to me that a journalist is out on the ground, filing text, stills, and perhaps audio and video from the location of a developing story. Often the two come together and you get one or more reporters out in the field and one or more editors or curators pulling a live blog together from their output and that of others, professional journalists, experts, eyewitnesses. These live bloggers will be sifting a wide range of potentially curatable content from official sources, other media outlets, eyewitnesses, and those using social media, Twitter, Facebook and the rest, to add their coverage and comment on a story. We'll look at the sort of stories that lend themselves well to live blogging and at the different styles of live blog that are emerging. We'll examine how the BBC does it, The Guardian, The New York Times and others. And we'll cover how to prepare for a live blog or live reporting assignment, what to do on the ground if you're a reporter, how to handle things at the desk if you're running the live blog, and what publishing platforms are available to you. But first, a bit of MMJ context. This masterclass is the fourth in a linked series looking at numerous aspects of how journalistic storytelling has been transformed by the exponential growth in social media, new electronic publishing platforms, and the capacity of just about anybody to broadcast live video, audio, send text, and stills. We're doing this against a backdrop of major news events where these new forms of storytelling, reporting and citizen journalism come into their own. In the past few weeks we've seen internationally significant events such as the Japanese earthquake, tsunami and subsequent nuclear disaster, the Arab Spring uprising in a range of Middle Eastern countries and the war in Libya. All demonstrate the power of these new ways of reporting and reveal the inadequacy of traditional reporting styles when faced with the double whammy of huge events and the ability of so many citizens to use social media to take their rightful part in the news covering process. So we'll look at how to bring good journalistic practice to reporting live at events. Not just protests, demos, wars and disasters, but also conferences, meetings, whatever.